Usually, when a couple gets married, the wedding bells ring out like this. Loud and long. But for a couple of my students at Midwestern University, the wedding bells rang like this. Soft and fast, because Janet and Jimmy Lewis had to get married secretly. Why did they have to get married? On account of a crazy thing called love. Young love. Welcome to the new CBS College Story, Young Love, starring Janet Waldo and Jimmy Lydon, with John Heaston and the music of Lud Bluskin and his orchestra.
It's so good to see you again.
Oh, I couldn't wait for school to start so I could get together with my wife.
But, Jimmy, I've still got to live at the girls' dormitory, and you'll be at the fraternity house. We'll still be apart.
Oh, yeah, but we'll be apart closer together. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Jimmy. Did you have a good trip with your folks?
Well, I tried to pretend the trip was a honeymoon, but believe me, without a wife, a honeymoon is nothing.
Mr. Lewis, I've got news for you. I love you.
Mrs. Lewis, I got news for you. Likewise.
Hey. Bring it up.
Hello, Professor Mitchell.
Oh, hi, Mitch.
A fine way to start out the fall semester. That kiss had a just married sign all over it.
Oh, but nobody knows.
Except you, Mitch.
Oh, even our own folks don't know we're married.
I hardly know it myself.
Well, see that it stays that way. Because the heat is on.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what's the matter?
There was a faculty meeting just this morning to discuss ways and means of discouraging marriage on the campus.
What can they do to it?
Well, they can take away your scholarship, for one thing.
Oh, gee.
And the order has gone out to toughen the curriculum for all undergraduates who are too interested in romance.
Toughen the curriculum? I'm barely squeezing through now.
Take my advice, Einstein. A little more squeezing with your classwork, a little less squeezing with your wife.
I just bet you're going to be my little old roommate in this little old dormitory.
Are you assigned to room 323?
I sure am, honey. Oh, I can see we two are just going to get along like two little old bees in a little old hive. My name is Montabel Oglethorpe, and I'll just bet you can't guess where I'm from.
Massachusetts?
Oh, you're pulling my little old leg. I'm from Alabama.
I don't think you're going to like the winters up here.
Oh, well, I'll keep nice and warm in this Angora sweater. It's so fuzzy and wuzzy.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, I just love this little old university. The boys are so cute.
You like boys, huh?
Oh, I'm just crazy about them. I think they're the cutest little old things. Why, back home in Alabama, some of my best friends are boys.
Oh, Beth. Well, I might as well unpack my things. Which closet do you want, Molly Bell?
Oh, well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You know, I had to bring up so many dresses and shoes and evening gowns.
You took both the closets.
How'd you guess?
Well, what am I supposed to do, live out of a suitcase?
I just knew you wouldn't mind.
Oh, it'll be fun. Like being on a little old camping trip.
You see, I've got you talking like me already. Oh, and I think I'm going to have me a date tonight with the cutest little old boy.
What's his name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy? Jimmy who?
Well, I don't rightly know his last name, but he is such a little old gentleman. I met him over at the gymnasium while we were signing up for our fall schedules, and I registered for one subject just so I could be near him.
What is this class you're taking together?
Oh, well, it's some awful scientific subject. I'll never pass it unless Jimmy helps me get through. It's called, Asiatic Mammals.
Oh, that's going to come in real handy in later life.
All I care about is being near this little old boy. When I look at him, my heart just goes pity-pat.
Well, if it's who I think it is, it's going to be Pity Jimmy when I pat him. Jimmy.
Hello, honey. What's the matter?
What subject have you signed up for?
Well, I'm taking journalism. I figure Mitch is too good a friend to flunk me.
That's safe. What else?
Well, I'm taking gym and Spanish and a course called, The Formation and Solidification of the National Spirit in the American Colonies from Jamestown to the War for Independence.
Why?
I heard it was a snack. They say if you can remember the name of the course, you can pass a final exam.
But why do you need it?
Jan, with me, it's not a question of do I need it. It's can I pass it?
You aren't by any chance signed up for a course called Asiatic Mammals?
Yeah. Yeah, how'd you guess? Well, I figure sometime I might go to Asia, and I might meet a mammal. We'd have things to talk about.
I've already met a mammal. Only she's not from Asia. She's from Alabama.
Oh, you know Molly Bell?
She's living in both my closets. Molly Bell happens to be my roommate.
She is?
And she let me in on a little secret. She likes you.
She does?
Jimmy, do you like her?
Well, she's a girl.
I don't know if I like my husband noticing that people are girls.
Well, you can't hope noticing with Molly Bell. She's unmistakably all girl.
Jimmy Lewis, I'm disappointed in you.
Well, what have I done?
For the first Angora sweater that goes by, you lose your sense of... Jimmy!
Huh?
There's fuzz on your herringbone!
I didn't shave this morning.
Look at your hard coating. It's the fuzz from an Angora sweater.
Jan, honey, you don't think for one minute that I...
What do you expect me to think?
Well...
And I know perfectly well what you're thinking.
How can you know what I'm thinking? I don't even know what I'm thinking. Oh, I tell you, honey, I love you. I'm your husband. I wouldn't even look at another girl.
Well, why shouldn't you look at another girl? You're a man, aren't you?
Well, I might just look.
That's what I thought!
What am I supposed to do when Molly Bell comes slinking up to me?
Oh, she slinks, does she?
Oh, yeah, three speeds forward and no reverse.
Jimmy Lewis, this proves it. The honeymoon is over.
Huh?
Just because we're married, you think you can treat me like a wife? Mitch, what am I going to do?
Oh, Jan, don't get all upset. Don't you have any faith in your husband?
Well, yes. But it's just that men are such weak creatures.
Oh, I don't know.
I've got to share a room with a vampire who's vamping my husband.
Just be sure you don't tell her he is your husband, or that Alabama bollweevil will spin your secret all over the campus.
Well, that's the toughest part, Mitch. I just have to sit and suffer while Molly Bell tells me what a crush she has on my husband.
Hey, I've got an idea that ought to fix everything.
Huh?
Just tell this roommate of yours all the things that are wrong with Jimmy.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I don't think Jimmy has any faults.
You don't think he's handsome?
Oh, he's as handsome as a movie star.
Hmm. Well, maybe if you mean he's got the physique of Frank Sinatra. Ears like Clark Gable, the face of Bugs Bunny, and the personality of Lassie.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, I like him.
Well, he's smart.
Smart? Whenever I read his examination papers, I'm convinced there's nothing in his head but empty Coke bottles.
But that's not true.
Maybe not, but that's the best way to throw Molly Bell off the track. Show her that Jimmy is about as appealing as a turkey egg and half as romantic.
Well, I guess you're right, Mitch. It's going to be tough to run Jimmy down, but I'll try. Mitch, this is going to be a fight to the finish. It's me or that Alabama mammal.
hanging out all over with little old goose pimples. I knew they're very attractive. Oh, thank you, honey. Oh, I've just left my little old Jimmy, and he does things to me. Oh! What kind of things does he do to you? Why, look at me, child. He gives me the goosebumps. How can you get the goosebumps over that turkey egg? Are you calling my little old Jimmy a turkey egg? Why, he's got ears like Bugs Bunny and a physique like Lassie and a head like a cock bottle. Honey, I do believe you're jealous. Jealous? Oh, Jimmy Lewis doesn't mean a thing to me. Besides, I'll bet he hasn't even asked you for a date.
Not yet, but he's going to as soon as I really turn on my charm.
Oh, well, he's undernourished.
I like him hungry.
Football players, that's what I go for, athletes.
Football players are nice.
Oh, none of these puny, dilapidated, washed-out, anemic string beans for me. Well, I wouldn't be caught dead on a date with Jimmy Lewis. He's not my type. What I want is a he-man.
Well, you go right on ahead and get yourself a he-man, honey child. I'll just string along with my little old string beans.
Please, Molly Bell, you're messing up my hair.
Jimmy boy, don't you find me attractive? Oh,
yeah, you're attractive all right, Molly Bell. Well, I've got to be going.
Have you noticed this perfume I've got on?
Yeah. Yeah, I sure have.
Mm-hmm. It's irresistible.
Yeah, it sure is.
What's the matter?
You're shedding on my T-shirt.
Well, don't you like my little old Angora sweater?
Well, the fuzz gets in my nose.
Well, if you don't like this little old sweater, I'll just take it off.
No, don't do that, Molly Bell, don't. Molly Bell, there's something I gotta tell you, something you should know.
Yes, Jimmy, honey.
Molly Bell, I'm took.
Took?
Engaged, sort of. Not really, but, well, you see, I like your roommate, Janet Shaw.
What?
Well, what's so funny? What are you laughing at?
Oh, you'd laugh, too, if you knew some of the things she says about you.
Hey, what did she say?
She called you a little old string bean.
Jan said that?
Right to my face. She said you were flimsy, puny, washed out, dilapidated, and anemic.
Well, I'm not so dilapidated.
Janet thinks you are.
Oh, she does, huh?
Oh, she doesn't go for your type at all. She likes he-men, the athletic kind.
She never told me.
Well, she just didn't want to hurt your little old feelings. Jan likes football players.
Well, if I wanted to, I could be a football player. I could make the team.
But, Jimmy, honey, you're just a little old featherweight.
Muscle isn't everything. I'll go see Coach Smith and I'll make him put me on the squad. I can be in the backfield or a roving end or a tackle or a guard or even a center.
Oh, sure you can. And I'll be in the stands a-cheering for you. Why, honey, you can be another Joe DiMaggio.
We'll return to the campus of Midwestern University in just a moment. Perhaps when you were on your vacation, you met a beautiful blonde who was lovable but dumb. Well, she's my friend Irma, and she's in mighty good company on Monday nights this fall. If you make Monday Night CBS Night in your radio, you'll also hear the Lux Radio Theater, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, Inner Sanctum, and the Bob Hawke Show.
Tune in this fall for the shows that you love best of all. Listen carefully, here's the address. It's CBS.
And now back to Janet and Jimmy and the second act of Young Love.
You want to go out for football?
Well, that's right, Coach Smith. It's very important to me. I gotta make the team.
Why don't you lie down in the street and get run over by a truck? You can break just as many bones and you won't have to train so hard.
Well, I may not look it, but I'm quite an athlete. You ought to see me play ice hockey.
We'll find a place for you the minute we start playing football on skates.
Oh, Coach, you can't talk me out of it. I got my heart set on playing football, and you've at least got to let me try out.
Oh, what's your name?
James Lewis.
You never make the grade.
Why not?
Your name isn't long enough. To be a successful football player, you've got to have a name like Krakowski or McElhaney or Midwestern's own great star, Winchakowicz.
What about Sammy Baugh and Red Grange?
Oh, a clever one. Well, come on, Lewis. Let's see how much you weigh. Step on the scales. You got both feet on the scale?
Yeah.
Well, take a deep breath. That's better.
Well, I weighed more before I had my wisdom teeth pulled.
If you had your wisdom teeth, you wouldn't be going out for football. There's only one way I can use you, Lewis. If you've got a friend, I'll put the two of you in one uniform. I've always wanted to have a four-legged quarterback.
Oh, no kidding, Coach. Can't you think of me as more the intellectual type of football player?
Intellectual?
Well, I know Winchakowicz has the muscle and the speed, and he makes all the touchdowns, but couldn't you use somebody to think for Winchakowicz?
What? Say, maybe you've got a point, son. Our trouble here at Midwestern is we've got a one-man team, Winchakowicz, and he can't remember the numbers of the plays.
Well, why don't you let me teach it to him?
I'll make a deal with you, Lewis. If you can help Winchakowicz memorize the plays, I'll see that you're a full-fledged letter man on Midwestern's football team.
Mitch, listen. You've got to get him out of it. You've got to stop him. He'll be killed.
Now, calm down, Jan. Relax.
He'll get out on the football field with those 250-pound tackles and those 300-pound guards. If they just fall on him, he'll never be the same.
Coach Smith wouldn't let him carry the ball if every other man on the team had his leg in a cast. Jimmy can't carry a cafeteria tray without spilling his soup into his ice cream. Jimmy has only one job to do. Coach Smith told me it's your husband's responsibility to teach the plays to Winchakowicz. And, lady, that's like teaching trigonometry to a muskrat.
Okay, Winchakowicz, you ready to work?
You betcha. I'm raring to go.
Now, all we've got to do is figure out these plays on the blackboard.
I'm raring to go.
Well, now look, Winchakowicz. Each play has a number. Take number 14. You know what happens on that play?
I take the ball and run for a touchdown.
No. Well, yes, if you can. But you see, even-numbered plays go off the right side of the line, and odd-numbered plays go off the left side of the line. Now, how would you play number 14?
I take the ball and run for a touchdown.
Listen, Winchakowicz, number 14 is a line plunge off right guard. We use a balanced seven-man line, T-formation backfield. The ball goes to the quarterback, he fakes a pass to the left end. But the right halfback takes the ball in the Statue of Liberty play, while our blockers open up a hole between right tackle and right guard, and when that hole is opened up wide, the halfback lateral's to you.
And I take the ball and run for a touchdown.
How'd you know?
Oh, that's because I'm raring to go.
I can see that. Now tell me, Winchakowicz, do you remember the jam pile play number 73? The quarterback pretends to muff the pass from center, and the backfield makes a jam pile to fake a recovery of the ball, but this is just to confuse him.
I'm confused.
Actually, the quarterback passes a short lateral to left half, who fades back for a long pass to you.
And I take the ball and run for a touchdown.
Well, I don't know what Coach Schmidt is so worried about. You know all the plays.
Than a fish fry. And just think, we're going to see my little old Jimmy.
Her little old Jimmy.
Now, listen, we got to sit together in the stadium, honey, so you can explain who does what to who.
Oh, sure, sure, Molly Bell. I'm never going to drink out of a Dixie cup as long as I live.
Students, I'll bet you all want to hear a word from Midwestern's great football star.
You tell him, Mitch.
The one and only Winchakowicz. What have you got to say for yourself, Winchakowicz?
I'm raring to go!
Winchakowicz, this afternoon, are we going to leave the field victorious?
No. But we're going to win the game!
Oh, isn't he darling? He's just so darling!
Yeah. He's a better deal than Jimmy, especially if you go by the pound. Just
yes.
Look at that rippling mass of muscle.
Oh, yes.
And that... Molly Bell, look at that powerful neck.
Yes.
And those broad shoulders.
Two of them.
And that chest and that waist and those legs.
Put them all together. Oh.
Come on, gang! Let's all march down to the stadium together! Let's show the team we're behind them! Give them the X, the X, the X! Give them the X, give them the X! Give them the X, the X, the X!
Well, team?
Yeah, Coach?
Team, I expect you to get in there and fight! I want you to play fair and square, especially if the officials are watching you.
You bet, Coach.
And I don't want you men to feel discouraged because this team beat us last year 76-0. But when Chakowicz wasn't able to play...
I had the mumps.
But we're going to pay it back this year.
I'll say we are.
I'm raring to go.
One other thing. When you boys go out on that field, I want you to know that my job depends on it. Depends on it. They've told me if Midwestern doesn't come out victorious, your old coach can start looking for a job.
Don't worry, Coach. We won't let you down.
No, sir.
Well, Coach, am I in the starting line?
Lewis... If I put you in the starting lineup, I couldn't get a job coaching croquet in a mental institution.
Hardman! Get on the field and fight!
Gee, that's awful. They've already scored a touchdown again.
But they missed the extra point. 6-0 isn't so bad this early in the game.
Well, why don't they let my little old Winchakowicz run with a little old ball?
Well, the other team is laying for him. They just won't let him get free.
Oh, Mitch, you don't think they'll put in Jimmy?
Not a chance. He's as safe as if he were in bed in the infirmary.
Don't say that!
Why does that mean little man in the striped shirt keep walking back with the ball?
It's another penalty on Midwestern.
Winchakowicz didn't wait till the ball was snapped.
Oh, Bubbermeister fumbles.
Oh, they've got the ball.
He's in the clear.
Oh, another touchdown.
Hooray! Hooray!
Molly Bell, what are you so happy about?
Well, who got the touchdown?
I give you two guesses, honey, and it wasn't us.
Twenty to seven.
Mitch, what's wrong with Winchakowicz?
Our boys aren't giving him any blocking, and Winchakowicz is in a daze. He doesn't seem to know what the plays are.
Oh, what was that?
half.
The end of the half. Oh, what Coach Schmidt is going to tell that team in the locker room.
What are you guys doing to me? Rubelmeister fumbles. Petapopoulos intercepts a pass. Then trips on his shoelace. I look out on that field and I think that 22 men on the other team. Just me alone on that bench fighting for Midwestern.
Well, I'm right there beside you, Coach.
Yeah.
And when Jockowitz, don't you know a single play? The officials like it better if you wait until the ball is snapped. 75 yards we've lost from backfield in motion.
I can't help it, Coach. I'm raring to go.
You don't want to let your old coach get fired, do you? You don't want to see me hungry, begging in the streets. No.
What can any of this happen with the game?
Wait.
They didn't have to knock me down.
That's more like it. 21-20. We can still win this game.
Oh, but look at the clock, Mitch. There's only a minute left to play.
Oh, I'm going out and get some popcorn.
Oh, how can anybody eat popcorn at a time like this?
Time out for substitutions. Look, look down there. They're sending in a midget.
That's not a midget. That's Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Jimmy?
They can't be that desperate. Coach Schmidt must be out of his mind.
Oh, he'll be crushed. If one of those tackles hits Jimmy, he'll fall apart.
Hey, that's a funny formation. Jimmy's standing in back of Winchakowicz and hanging onto his belt.
Oh, it's the jam pile play. Winchakowicz has got the ball.
Oh, no. He's fumbled it.
Look at all those fellas all falling down on top of themselves.
Jimmy, where's Jimmy?
Oh, he's in that pile somewhere.
Well, there he is, lying right in the goal line. He's dead!
No, he's just unconscious. They're rolling him over.
Well, look, he's lying on the football.
It's impossible. I can't believe it. The string bean has made a touchdown!
And now back to Midwestern University and Young Love.
Jimmy.
Oh.
Jimmy, can you feel?
Can I feel what?
Well, can you feel your stomach?
No, but somehow I think it's just as well.
Oh. Jimmy, I'm so worried about you.
Well, don't be upset, honey. The coach says I'll be out of this infirmary in a week.
Well, why did he have to send you into the game?
He said I was expendable. And he wanted somebody to hang on to Winchakowicz until the play was called and then point him in the direction he was supposed to go.
I guess you surprised everyone with that touchdown.
What touchdown?
Well, you won the game.
I did?
Well, didn't you know?
Somebody slammed me in the stomach and then the lights went out.
You fell on the ball. You're a big hero.
Well, what do you know? I guess I proved it to you, honey. I'm not so anemic. I can be the football type.
Oh, Jimmy, I just said those things so Molly Bell would stop chasing me.
Now she's a creep.
Well, now she's creeping all over Winchakowicz.
No.
She likes his shoulders. They're so beefy.
You like his head. That's beefy, too.
Tonight. Can you imagine what their date is like?
I can just picture it.
She's probably saying, oh, Winchakowicz, honey, I just love your little old eyelashes. How would you all like to go down by little old Mirror Lake in the little old moonlight?
I'm raring to go.
You've been listening to Young Love, starring Jimmy Lydon and Janet Waldo, with John Heaston, Shirley Mitchell, Peter Lee, Tal March, and your announcer, Roy Rowan. Music was composed by Elliot Daniels, conducted by Lud Gluskin. Young Love is written and directed by Lawrence and Lee. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.